Your question, just one, yeah.
Rinpoche, can I ask two questions instead of one?
Huh?
I would like to ask two questions instead of one. The first one is, by the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said this to Avalokiteshvara. Can I interpret it as the phrase by the power of Buddha? Can it mean that Buddha communicated with Shariputra through telepathy and directed Shariputra to ask the question? That is my first question.
What? Yeah, beginning, I understand last part of Tridhi.
Okay. The phrase by the power of Buddha, yeah. Could it mean that Buddha communicated with Shariputra through telepathy?
What? Telepathy?
Yeah. Baragumi will it's mind-to-mind communication.
Mind-to-mind.
Yeah, and then directed Shariputra.
The kind of communication that crazy people do with one another, right?
I don't know.
Mind communication.
Yeah. Then? Would it be right to say that? And then that is the phrase by the power of Buddha. That means Shariputra did not ask the question by his own volition. It's through telepathy, and Buddha directed him to ask the question. Can it be?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The second question, I remember 3 years ago. An interpreter of Dalai Lama, Geshe Damdu, he mentioned something about in Tibetan, the word pu can mean child or son. So if that is the case, don't you think child is the appropriate word to use? Because child can refer to son or daughter. And also it can reflect from the answer from Avalokiteshvara, it reflected the question because Avalokiteshvara said, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage. So the question would refer to child rather than son. Am I right to say that?
Pusin
Yeah, I mean the word in Tibetan is it's not pu, yeah. Yeah, it's pu, yeah. Pu is, you know, P O O, yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, it could mean a child in general, but a lot of times, what pu means, you know, is a male. He's referring to a male, and in this case, it has to be a son. Yeah.
Generally, when you say son, you understand as a boy, isn't it?
But the thing is that Avalokiteshvara's answer is that any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage, surely if someone asks you your son, you will answer the son. But you won't answer the son and daughters.
No pervasion. So I mentioned, yeah, that in the context of the question that Shariputra asked, so that how should any son of the lineage, the son of the lineage, you know, perhaps it's better to read that to mean Avalokiteshvara. That is referring to Avalokiteshvara, yeah.
But if the question is any son of the lineage, it doesn't, you know, any son can mean anyone.
You see, in Tibetan, yeah, it is Sharipu, then you have Kanglala. Kanglala means whoever and whatever, you know. So it didn't say any son, you know, it says son of the lineage, followed by, and the N is not there, Sharipu, and the thing that comes after is anyone or whoever. So perhaps that is not reflected clearly in the any of the English translations that are existent in this world, as far as I know.
Ricky Poo said that teaching book and Pupumuniga Kukina, Chiakal Kukina, Linji Kamaya, and Sherry Poo, Ricky Poo Kalalas, Dola Natura, and Ricky Poo Mosin Mogamido, which is and Karchinita, Lenja put up Pumusin, Nimoga Junsenido, and Amadi Tugena, second Gala Ricky Poo, Ricky Poosin, Tuxtrosha, and the DH. The members said Ricky put up Pumusin, Yachin, Linjakto.
If you look at the reply given by Avalokiteshvara, there must be a reason why he said, "Oh, son of the lineage and or daughter and daughter of the lineage." Right. So that implies that the son of the lineage, you know, in the question by Shariputra, does not refer to both male and females altogether, isn't it? So, therefore, according to what I said in the last lesson and what I said earlier, you know, in the context of the question or by Shariputra, the son of the lineage is better to read it to mean Avalokiteshvara. Okay. Yeah, otherwise there's no reason for Avalokiteshvara later on to say, oh, son of the lineage and daughter of the lineage. You could have just said, oh, son of the lineage, you know, and whoever.
Yeah, it's a Riki pu chepo la, riki pu mo ma la che. Ani lengi ka la, riki pu dan pu mo la kwa ya. Di shi tu te es tamen, kian zao yung goye sang, di yang ko di shi jang yang. Duk shi na ya ga ruk chua ya shi ta, ni jia wa tamen. Ka shi na la tuk su yung kutuk tuk su.
Anyway, it's a non-essential point. But because in Shariputra's question, only sanu lineage is mentioned, and then in Avadhikadeshwara's answer, sanu lineage and daughter lineage is mentioned, isn't it? So it's kind of strange, isn't it? Yeah. So therefore, in order to account for that, the parent, you know, not contradiction, it's like difference. Then in some commentaries, therefore it has been mentioned in some commentaries that the son of the lineage in the context of the question from Shariputra should be read to mean Avadhikadeshwara. And then, and it is, it's not apparent in the English translation, it says any son of the lineage, right? So in Tibetan it is how should the son of the lineage and whoever. Don't lose sleep about this again. In one Chinese translation, which is purported to be a translation from the Sanskrit version, in Shariputra's question, both son and the lineage and daughter lineage is mentioned. Both clearly stated. So, you know, in the Tibetan version, in the Tibetan translation of the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, in Shariputra's question to Avadhikadeshwara, only son of the lineage is mentioned, yeah. It says, literally, how should son of the lineage and anyone who wishes to? So, that is the Tibetan version. So, therefore, yeah. So in the Tibetan translation, it is son of the lineage and whoever. So the son of the lineage refers to Avadhikadeshwara. It's more like referring to Avadhikadeshwara, calling. It's a question to Avadhikadeshwara, or son of the lineage, whoever wishes to. So the whoever would encompass both son and daughters in general. Yeah. You. Anyway, it's a non-essential point. Okay.
Okay. Clear? Oh yeah. What does it? Takazan, dash, kazan, that, and the Nimbotir, Anishita, Shiri Puki, Anishita, Sishina Kadis Lokores, that Genesis layout, Chiwachi, Anishis.
So Shariputra begins by asking Avadhikadeshwara, how should anyone wishes to train in the perfection of wisdom do so, isn't it? Then in response, Avadhikadeshwara says, Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this. So how? Then the brief explanation is given in the next sentence. Correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent existence. So that is the brief explanation of how one should train in the perfection of wisdom. So essentially, in the answers that are given by Avalokiteshvara, the answers show how the perfection of wisdom is practiced on the Mahayana path. So soon we will see how the perfection of wisdom is practiced on the Mahayana path of accumulation, then on the Mahayana path of preparation, then the Mahayana path of seeing, and the Mahayana path of meditation. So Avalokiteshvara gives answers by giving a brief, an overview of how the perfection of wisdom is to be practiced on the paths. Yeah. So he said that one should correctly, repeatedly behold those five aggregates also as empty or inherent nature. Yeah. Then what follows is a more expanded explanation of that brief statement, isn't it? So the sutra continues with form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. So this pertains to the training in the perfection of wisdom on the minor paths of accumulation and preparation. So Avalokiteshvara says, form is empty. The form here is, one should take it to mean your own form aggregate. One's form aggregate is empty. What is it empty of? It is empty of inherent existence. So form is empty. So form is empty of existing inherently. So what essentially the aggregate of form of a person is only an appearance to the perspective of a non-investigating and non-analyzing conventional consciousness. Yeah. So what the aggregate of form of a person is essentially an appearance to the perspective of a non-investigating, non-analyzing conventional consciousness. For when the knower or the mind, which engages in alternate analysis, looks for what looks at what form is, it doesn't find a form that is inherently existent. So when form is investigated by a mind that is engaged in ultimate analysis, the inherently existent form is not found. A form existing from its own side is not found. What form essentially is none other than an appearance to the perspective of a non-investigating, non-analyzing, conventional consciousness. So form does not exist from its own side, and it is like a dream elephant. A dream elephant does not exist from its own side. What a dream elephant is, which is just an appearance to that dreaming consciousness. End of the day, what exactly is the dream consciousness? The dream elephant. It is just that appearance, isn't it? An appearance to the dreaming consciousness. There's no real elephant from his own side, isn't it? There's no real elephant there, right? Anywhere, isn't it? So likewise, what is form? What is the form aggregate? What is form? The form aggregate does not exist from his own side. What form is none other than a mere appearance to the consciousness. So, form is like an dream elephant, because just like the dream elephant, form does not exist from its own side. Yeah, and therefore, form is in the nature of emptiness. Yeah, the nature of form is emptiness. So if form does not exist inherently, does it mean that form is non-existent? If form does not exist inherently, does it mean that form does not exist? I mean, the doubt arises here.
Rang singi tongba ni yin shi tu, tanya zom suksu na ma re, sita tanda. Rang singi, rang ji wane tongba yin na yang, rang ji wane chuyo ma re, rang ji wane chuna mepar tayo chuyo ma re, rang singi tongba yin na yang, tanya zom tu, 소수 나와서네 나 속지 쪽도 그래서 다다다 내가 죽음하랬어 그럼 신이 떠나야 그럼 신이 동신도 다녀도 다 소수 나와서 쪽도 그래서
So does it mean that form is non-existent because it doesn't exist inherently? No. While form is empty of existing inherently, while form does not exist inherently, you know, form can be posited, you know, as a mere appearance conventionally. You think about the analogy of the dream elephant. While it is true that the dream elephant is not established as an elephant, right? Nevertheless, one still can posit the appearance of the dream elephant, isn't it? While the dream elephant is not an elephant, the appearance, the dream elephant appears, yeah. It's there, right? It's the appearance of the dream elephant, and one can posit it, right?
Milam ki langbo di langbo tongaro. Langbo matubare. Milam ki langbo di langbo tongaro. Milam ki langbo di langbo tuyamare. Matub na ya, langbo nawa di, ta langbo nawa sene. Milam ki langbo sene. Ketim yatuta. Milam ki langbo nawa, milam ki langbo. Sam yoba di ngakimare.
The dream elephant is not established as an elephant. The dream elephant is empty of being an elephant. The dream elephant is empty of elephant, right? It is not an elephant, right? It's empty of elephant. It's not established as an elephant, right? But that fact does not eliminate or negate dream elephant.
Nilamji Lambo Chok Shaktuhe. Milamji Lambur Nawati Yochuhe.
The dream elephant is not elephant Dio. Dio, right? Dream elephant is empty of elephant, right? So but that very fact does not negate dream elephant, right? Dream elephant still appears, yeah? One can posit the appearance of dream elephant, right? So likewise, if you understand the analogy, likewise, you know, you apply it to the meaning. In this case, we are looking at the form aggregate. While form is empty of existing inherently, that does not negate the mere appearance of form conventionally. Yeah, the very fact that form is empty of inherent existence does not negate or stop, you know, one from being able to posit, you know, the form as a mere appearance conventionally. Well, if you find both the analogy and the meaning difficult, then it's really difficult. Yeah, I mean the analogy is supposed to be easier than the meaning.
Analogical, easy. tati pe tukshare, vata tondani milam bilangbo langbo tongarwa, vata tondati sebra, milam bilangbo langbo marwa, milam bilangbo langbo tuyamwa, tati sebra.
Is the dream elephant or not? I mean, there's three ways of asking the same thing. Is the dream elephant? Is the dream elephant established as elephant?
This is the question. You get 50 mark, wrong or right? True or false? Yeah. Huh?
Is the dream elephant empty of elephant?
Huh? Yes and no? Or you can say yes and no? You still have doubt, the dream elephant is elephant. You have doubt for that? No, isn't it? Huh?
I mean, all those are just different ways of saying that a dream elephant is not an elephant, right? Is a dream elephant an elephant or not? Huh?
Why? I ask you why? Huh? Huh? What? Why not? Dream elephant is why not elephant?
Many of you have really studied tenets. No, if you're not able to answer this question, it's really not acceptable. Then form also is not form because it's a mere appearance to consciousness. So what? And therefore? Elephant is not form?
Tachitanti tachingurwa ta milambi langbo di langbo ina ta milambi nekapsu rangda ta ngu pungta mangbo chungay nilam tanga teru ngu pungta mangbo de ngu yinsigurwa tina ne kale gyamurwa ta ane besu chimungwa ta yu yungurwa ta tida ta chitanda riba mangbo yungurwa ta.
Well, if the dream elephant is an elephant, then it also follows that when you dream that you are a billionaire, then you will be a billionaire, and then you don't have to work so hard. You all can, like some people want to retire and study more, right? So dream on. Dream consciousness in general is a mistaken consciousness, yeah. While the dream elephant appears as an elephant, it is not an elephant, right? So it's a mistaken appearance, right? And it's a mistaken consciousness, yeah, the dreaming consciousness.
Milambi lambo no now jotwe, the milambo lambos in shatwe. Tikawa yamaresta, jotu was petty nanshin, soti, and ranshingi to be a mares. So said Ranji Woni to be a mares. Ranji Woni tombares. Inayam, so so now says he, jotu, so said jotu, sunga.
A dream elephant is not an elephant. In simple English, this is how it is said. But you know, if you think about it philosophically, a dream elephant is not established as an elephant, right? And therefore, a dream elephant is empty of an elephant. It's empty of being an elephant. It's empty of elephant, right? But while a dream elephant is not established as an elephant, while, the word while is important, while a dream elephant is empty of being an elephant, it does not contradict or it does not stop or negate the mere appearance of a dream elephant. It does not negate the appearance of a dream elephant. While a dream elephant is not a real elephant, one can posit a dream elephant. One can conceive or talk about a dream elephant. It exists, right? So likewise, while form is empty of existing inherently, while it is empty, there's no contradiction in its existing as a mere appearance to a
consciousness.
So if you ask, is a dream elephant an elephant? You have to say no, isn't it? But then you will subsequently ask, does a dream elephant exist? Is there a dream elephant? You will say yes, isn't it? There is a dream elephant, but the dream elephant is not an elephant, right? So a dream elephant is not an elephant, right? A dream elephant exists? You say yes, right? So if you say a dream elephant exists, then you will pursue the matter. Exactly what exactly is a dream elephant? Now what are you going to say? What are you going to say? What's a dream elephant? A dream elephant is essentially the mere appearance, the mere appearance of to the mind, in this case, the dreaming consciousness, yeah? There's no dream elephant is nothing other than that. Can you posit something else as a dream elephant other than that? So what a dream elephant is just the appearance to the dreaming consciousness. The appearance of an elephant to the dreaming consciousness. So you understand the analogy then? So from dream elephant exists? So dream elephant is a phenomenal source form, right? So what is this dream elephant? Is what exactly if you say what if you were to ask what if you were asked what is dream elephant, what are you gonna say? What are you gonna point to? What exactly it is? The image, isn't it? That appearance of that elephant to the dreaming consciousness.
Melon and Chishin, 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 Melon and Chishin,
So this is, I mean, there are many analogies. This is an analogy of a dream elephant. It's the same if you think about an illusory elephant. An elephant is conjured by illusionist. Yeah. Same. The apparition of an elephant, or you know, those things are conjured by illusionist, or it exists, yeah, but it's not an elephant, right? Then you have the moon in the water. The moon in the water is not moon, yeah, but the moon in the reflection of the moon in the water exists, yeah. Then a reflection in the mirror. The reflection of an object in the mirror, that reflection is not the object, yeah, but the reflection in the mirror exists, yeah.
I look like everybody realizes emptiness now.
The illusory elephant conjured by a magician exists, but the illusory elephant is not an elephant. So the illusory elephant conjured by the illusionist exists, but the illusory elephant is not an elephant. But what then? So if the illusory elephant exists, what is it? It's none other. It's nothing. It's none other than the appearance of the elephant to the eye consciousness of the audience and the illusionist. It's just appearance, right? No?
Clear with the example? No.
This analogy is pretty much the same as the analogy of a dream elephant, yeah.
You settle with the example? No.
Something out there, still grasping at something out there. So, you know, in explaining this, how form is empty, what it means, yeah. So, just like a dream elephant, which is not an elephant, just like how a dream elephant is empty of being an elephant, empty of an elephant. But the very fact that the dream elephant is empty of the elephant does not contradict a dream elephant from appearing. It doesn't stop. It does not stop the appearance of a dream elephant. Yeah, there's no contradiction, right? So likewise, while form is empty of existing inherently, while form does not exist inherently, while form does not exist inherently, one can posit the form as a mere appearance conventionally. The form as a mere appearance conventionally is not contradicted, is not negated by the fact that form is empty of existing inherently.
어떻게니? 다 담보 때 속동 바오 없어도 속다 속세니 한지 뭐니 그 투여만 했어. 어떻게니 손에 다 뭐니 그 투나바니 뭐니 그 맞춰바니 맥고 그랬어요. 나부터 이겨내 겨여만 했어. 동반이 속속 없습니다. 렌지에 뒤바래. 동반 인신도 속속 나와서 적도 그랬어. 어떻게니? 다 입에 더워서 인사래.
So while see so if form is empty of existing inherently, does it mean that form ceases to exist? No. While form is empty of existing inherently, it still exists. It exists. And to address that point, you have the next phrase, emptiness is form. Although form is empty of existing inherently, you know, so while form is empty of existing inherently, while that is so, one still can posit form, which means one still can account for form's existence. Yeah. So that is the meaning of emptiness is form. Yeah.
That is. 또 도신 다 돈다 도신잖아. 다 되네 많이 하지. 다 도바티데 용구열이야. 가서 다 밀 빼나 밀랑길 빼가서 다 밀랑길 랑볼 맞춰봐나시. 아니 소대 소수 맞춰봐라베. 다 돈다야. 야, 이 도바시 되겨야. 빼나 밀랑길 랑볼 맞춰봐나시. 야 소대 소수 맞춰봐라베. 쓰나. 어, 아 되네 많이 하. 되네 말했어.
Okay, there may be a qualm raised at this point. So the person may wonder, no? Okay. If a dream elephant is empty of elephant, then is form empty of form? So of course the answer is no lah. Wow, oh yeah, dream elephant is empty of elephant. But that doesn't mean that, therefore, or when you apply it to the meaning, therefore, no, oh, if dream elephant is not elephant, then that means if form is also not form.
This is not, I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need Milangi, Longbo, Longbo Motoba Shindos, Rava. Longbo Motoba Nashin, and a sotia, and a castle. Susu Rashin to your manners, that on that. Toxini, Pejaku, Toxini, that Jaguish, Rava. Milangi, Longbo, Longbo, Maiva, and Susu Maimanes, Toxin Jamanes.
So, the wrong way of applying the analogy to the meaning is basically just what I've just mentioned. Yeah. You know, so if one thinks that, oh, just as a dream elephant is empty of elephant, so likewise, you know, you apply that to the meaning, you know, in regards to form, then form must be also, then maybe are you saying that form is empty of form? So that would be a wrong way of applying the analogy to the meaning. So that's not so. Yeah. So the way to apply the analogy to the meaning should be done like this. Just as a dream elephant is empty of elephant, form is empty of existing inherently.
Oh, 제상한다. 다톤다 다톤다 이 가르스나 톤다 빼 다제나 가르소레 다랑 신마 주바 또에게 빼 다게 나시레 밀람지 랑보디 랑보 동아레스 다티 다 먼저 이지비주 밀람지 랑보디 랑보 많이 바 또바라 다 동만이 또고요 말에 그러고 먼저 다 먼저 다 니체인도 다게 어 랑지 니랑 비샤바 나왔잖아 랑보 많이 바 소소 또 또고 들어 동만이 또고입니다 진대지 빼라 숨체 다 다 랑게 소포네 땡도 아니 소포랑 신고 추가 남겨야 돼 대낭신 소포랑 신고 맞춰 봐야지 맨날 시작하는 신신이 랑 신고 추가 남아야 랑 신고 추가 동아래서 틀어 다 고쳐야 되지 밀랑 밀랑도 랑도 남겨야나 랑도 동아라고 대낭신 소대랑 신고 추가 남겨야 돼 랑 신고 추가 동아래서 틀어 다 당보다 직대나 또 좀바탑 좀바지 틴데라 섬을 당제 틴이 다 다람 다시 람 풍부해 된 도서마다 실랑신 모두 베틸라테네 데이사레
so the purpose of linking this analogy in here and the energy that is used is the energy of dream elephant and the purpose of linking that analogy to the meaning is this to help us understand by way of example that is known by to the world you know The analogy is to help us understand the form, although form appears to exist inherently, form does not exist inherently. You know, and using an example you know, that is well known in the world, something that ordinary people who have not realized emptiness you know, yeah, can understand. So everybody and anybody should understand you know, that a dream elephant is not an elephant. And when you wake up from the dream, they understand, oh, that is just a dream. A dream elephant is not an elephant, yeah. You know, you don't need to have realized emptiness in order to then to realize that the dream elephant is not an elephant. Any ordinary being can do that, isn't it? So this is an example. This is something that ordinary beings can relate to, can understand, yeah. So they use such an example, something that is known to the world as an analogy and then using that you know to help you know, try to help us to understand you know how phenomena such as form are empty of existing inherently
otoshine ta kazon manzo ta chotaga ta bana shine bana so sudo gala ta jitin shima la to de yang ta kunzo sine kazon ta uma be kabla
So remember in our discussion of the Middle Way Consequence School, in the last module, there was a division of conventionalities into real and unreal. But of course, the division is made is only from the perspective of a worldly consciousness. Yeah. So from the perspective of a worldly consciousness, of course in reality there's no such thing, but from the perspective of a worldly consciousness, there is a division of real and unreal conventionalities, right? So, while an ordinary person who has not realized emptiness is able to realize that a dream elephant is not an elephant, but it is a different matter when it comes to form, because form is a real conventionality from in the perspective of a worldly consciousness. Because to ordinary beings who have do ordinary beings who have not realized emptiness, you know, we apprehend form to be truly existent, to be inherently existent, and we believe that that is how it exists, and it exists in the way it appears. Because form appears, isn't it, as inherently existent. But we believe, we assent to the appearance, we believe that that is how form exists. So in the perspective of a worldly consciousness, a worldly being, form is real, conventionality is real. It exists in the way it appears. So for an ordinary being who has not realized emptiness, there's no disparity between reality and appearance. Yeah. So for someone who has not realized emptiness, there's no way to see that disparity. So for a person who has not realized emptiness, and there's no way for that person to see that there's a disparity, you know, there's a huge disparity between how things exist and how they appear, and they don't realize the disparity. So in the text, for instance, form, no? Form is just an example. Everything, anything that appears, we just take it at face value, and this is how it is. No? It exists exactly in the way it appears, truly existent. Yeah. So it is only through a gradual process of investigation and using logic and reasoning, then only then one can come to see, you know, that there's a disparity between reality and appearance, and especially after realizing emptiness. Yeah. So only then one can realize that form is not true. It's a falsity.
What in the smooth? That on the intoxin, Dakarasana, that on the Yamotere, so said he, and ranging warning to be a mother, so to bow. Ranging warning of Madum Nayam, never Jukumaris. Ranging warning of Madup Sindu, and so so now said the Joktores, that on the Zagan Indigitis, Ranching Mena, never Tai Junior Mother, Ranching Madup Sindu, and so so now said he, so said the Joktores, that Taji to Sunguya.
So form is empty of What is it empty of? Form is empty of inherent existence. Form is empty of existing inherently. But while form is empty of existing inherently, form exists. So it exists as a mere appearance, conventionally. So while it is empty, there's no contradiction. There's nothing that can stop, someone from positing form. And therefore, emptiness is form. So, think about this: form is empty, and emptiness is form. Using the analogy of a dream elephant, the whole point of analogy is to make it and help us understand. Yeah. So, you know, just as a dream elephant is not an elephant, isn't it? But and the very fact that a dream elephant is not an elephant doesn't stop the existence of dream elephant, isn't it? You can account for dream elephant even though the dream elephant is not an elephant. And you account for dream elephant while the dream elephant is not an elephant, isn't it? No?
What? rangshinga mena meku kumaris. Rangshinga meshin to sukse yuaris. That tomba disunga tsikita.
So while form is empty of existing inherently, this doesn't necessarily entail that form does not exist. While form does not exist inherently, form exists.
Otoxine, tinema, that pena casona, tatiwala, solid tomban shimainos, pena tatia topa yumashi pena, so sedugala, duce chuchae, that soaking tomban, so rushing tomba, sedugala, young, too much chai, soaking tomban, too much chagar, sauce and duce chagar, chazanta. Chick to share, chick to match it, Chazanta.
A doubt, a qualm may arise about the relationship between form and its emptiness. Form is a compounded phenomenon. The emptiness of form is an uncompounded phenomenon. So one is impermanent. Form is impermanent, isn't it? It's an impermanent phenomenon. Emptiness of form is a permanent phenomenon. Form is a conventional truth. The emptiness of form is an ultimate truth. So then the qualm is, do these two have distinct entities? Because one is impermanent, one is permanent, one is a conventional truth, one is an ultimate truth. So they are they distinct entities? Do they have separate? Do they have separate entities? No. The answer is no. They are not different entities. Form, a particular form, and its emptiness, these two are one entity, not separate entities. So therefore, in the hearts of the perfection of the Wisdom Sutra, it says, emptiness is not other than form. Not other than form means it's the form, emptiness is not of a different entity. Emptiness of form, emptiness in bracket of form, is not a different or separate entity from form. And then continues with, form is also not other than emptiness. It says emptiness is form, isn't it? I mean, you can't take that literally, isn't it? Emptiness is not form, right? Is emptiness form? Emptiness is not form, right? So, emptiness is form doesn't literally mean that emptiness is form. So how can emptiness be form? How can something, an uncompounded phenomenon be a compounded phenomenon? So what it means is, while form is empty of existing inherently, within the emptiness of form, you know, while it is empty, you can account for form.
Oh, 어떻게니? 다 대세도 가나 던다. 다 소당 소기 동반이 다 던다. 뭐 타대 말했어. 다 던다. 뭐지 그랬어. 다 던다. 대승구 열다.
So form and form's emptiness are not different, not separate, different entities. They are one entity. You, going back to the analogy of a dream elephant, a dream elephant and its being empty of elephant, these two are one entity. A dream elephant and its emptiness of elephant is one entity. So just as a dream elephant and its emptiness of elephant are one entity, so could we likewise understand that form and form's emptiness in brackets of inherent existence are one entity? So anyway, he says emptiness is not other than form, form is also not other than emptiness. So it is saying that what it is indicating or trying to show is that form and form's emptiness are one entity.
Yeah. 변하다 수기 수기 동반일에 아니 수기 무엇은 신지요 말했어 따돈다 뭐지 그랬어 따돈다 너 수기 동반일에 아니 신 수기 무엇이요 말했어 딜레 무엇인가 수지요 말했어 따돈다 너
form the form's entity the entity of form is not separate from form's emptiness of inherent existence. A dream elephant is empty of elephant, yeah. So a dream elephant is not elephant. Yeah, dream elephant is empty of elephant. So there's a dream elephant and its emptiness of elephant. And you cannot talk about a dream elephant separate from the from its emptiness of elephant. Can you separate the two? Can you, if you separate the two, can you logically account for one and not the other? Form and its emptiness of existing inherently are not the same. They are different. They're not the same, right? Form and form's emptiness are not the same thing, right? But although they're not the same thing, but they're one entity. But although they're one entity, they're not the same. So form is empty. Trying to help us, you know, realize that form does not exist inherently. And then the next one, emptiness is form. It's trying to help us understand that while form is exists, while form is empty or existing inherently, form exists. Then the next one, emptiness is not other than form. This is trying to tell us that in this case, in this example of form's emptiness, the emptiness of form is not a different entity from the basis of the emptiness here, which is form. And when we say that form is also not other than emptiness, it's saying that you cannot talk about a form, or account from a form that is of a different entity from its ultimate nature, its emptiness of existing inherently. So in the same way, one has to apply these four things to feeling, to the rest of the aggregates, yeah, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. So therefore, in the same way, they are empty. So this paragraph shows the training in the perfection of wisdom on the paths of accumulation and the path of preparation through reviewing or thinking about this fourfold emptiness. And then as you remember our discussion on the paths and grounds, the realization of emptiness on the paths of accumulation and preparation is a realization that is accompanied with meaning generality. It's realized, so emptiness is realized via meaning generality of emptiness, yeah. So it's not realized basically, it's not realized directly, but it's via a meaning generality. The next paragraph shows the training in the perfection of wisdom on the path of seeing. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic unproduced and sees stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. So Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness. All phenomena here, you know, when all phenomena are elaborated, you know, into certain categories, we talk about the 12 sources and the 18 constituents. Yeah, so essentially, all phenomena are emptiness. Okay, so there are the 12 sources and the 18 constituents. Yeah. So what are they? So you have the six objects, which are the objects of observation of the six consciousnesses. Yeah. What are the six? They are the six constituents. Okay? The six constituents, which are objects. Form constituent, sound constituent, smell or odor constituent, taste constituent, tangible object constituent, and phenomena constituent. Sometimes translated as element as well. Okay, so they are the 18 constituents. What are they made up of? They are made up of the six objects. Yeah. The six objects are the form, sound, order, taste, tangible object, and phenomena constituents. Then you have these. Next, you have the six inner constituents. They are basically the sense powers. Yeah. The sense powers are the basis for generating the respective consciousnesses. Yeah. So you have the ear constituent, eye constituent, ear constituent, nose constituent, tongue constituent, body constituent, and mental constituent. Yeah. So these are the six inner constituents. Yeah. So depending on the six objects and the six sense powers, then the six consciousnesses are produced. So what are the six consciousnesses? Starting from ear consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, and mental consciousness. So altogether, these there are 18 of these, 18 such phenomena. Yeah. So they are collectively known as the 18 constituents. Yeah. So all phenomena here refer, all phenomena here meaning the 18 constituents, all are emptiness. So all phenomena emptiness, okay, then without characteristic. I would think that that means that phenomena are not established by way of their characteristics. Unproduced. All phenomena, such as forms, etc., are not produced inherently. They are only produced conventionally. All produced phenomena necessarily cease. But this ceasing is not an inherent ceasing. There's no inherent ceasing. It ceases conventionally. Those phenomena that are produced from causes and conditions are not produced inherently. There's no inherent production, therefore they are unproduced. Any phenomena that is produced from causes and conditions has to cease. But their cessation is not an inherent cessation, therefore they are unceased. And the stains, all the defilements such as samsara and the causes of samsara, because they do not exist inherently, therefore they are stainless. And the state of abandonment, which is the abandonment of the stains, that nirvana also does not exist inherently. So it's not without stain.
Autoxine, that dinema, that jua, jua me, come, say, that in you told that it is a penna. That good in you, more choky, that rictinzo, penna, jibasa de seba juas. Tende seba juwa ya rashi ya manas. Ta kawa me su ta namjan chogu cho kone kone pewa juwa te ya rashi ya manas.
Not deficient, not fulfilled. These two is related to the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena and the class of the thoroughly pure phenomena. The class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena do, of course, the afflictions and so forth on the faults, and they decrease as you progress on the path. But their decrease, them becoming lesser, become, you know, is not something that happens inherently. Just as the gaining of the different qualities, you know, which are included under the class of the thoroughly purified phenomena, and, those increase in the qualities and realizations are not inherent. Those increases or increment or the improvements are not, do not exist inherently. So therefore, they are not the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena are not deficient, and the class of thoroughly purified phenomena are not fulfilled. So this short paragraph shows the training and the perfection of wisdom on the path of seeing, and then of course on the path of seeing, emptiness is perceived directly. Yeah. Then the next paragraph, of course, deals with the path of meditation. Yeah. So let's hope that we can just finish this quickly.
Quickly as possible.
Okay, so we give you the questions for the discussion session of this coming Saturday. First question, why is there a need to accumulate the collections over three great countless eons in order to achieve full enlightenment? Can one be reborn in the lower realms when Can you be reborn in the lower realms when you have the realizations of bodhicitta and emptiness?
Yes.
I mean, it's not a simple yes and no. That's not the point, right? I mean, you guys, you have tertiary education, right? I mean, you get these kind of questions in the exams as well. You write, right? I mean, you don't just say yes and no, right? Your 3-hour paper. I mean, that's not the point. If we say no, why? But you say yes, why? What's the source? What scriptural sources, if there is any? And I mean, what are the reasons? The reason. What's the reasoning? See, let's say we say that, you know, yeah, you still can be born in the lower realms, you know, despite having the realization of bodhicitta emptiness. You know, why? You know? What's the reasoning? Yeah? Is a bodhisattva who has realized emptiness directly necessarily a Mahayana superior? Why aren't the knowledge obscurations divided into intellectually acquired forms and innate forms, unlike the afflictive obscurations? Why are the knowledge obscurations not divided into intellectually acquired forms and innate forms, unlike the afflictive obscurations?
How many questions? Four. That takes a lamb to Chubala, and it.
Does one necessarily have to realize emptiness before generating bodhicitta, which is which will enable an individual to enter into the Mahayana path? Is the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra spoken by the Buddha?
So Papa Buddha didn't say anything. Shariputra and what? Our Dr. Shara, question and answer. So Buddha didn't say anything. Huh? So I'm just wondering. Whether it's Buddha teach the Heart Sutra. Huh? This is my doubt, my question. Okay. All right. If you have questions, then ask one. Yeah.
The basis of designation for a person is the aggregates. Therefore, it's not emptiness. Likewise, what should be posited as the basis of designation of the aggregates, which should not be emptiness? And how does the basis of designation come into the picture between the imputed object and its emptiness?
Again?
Simply speaking, what is the basis of designation And how does this
vaccination of?
Basis of vaccination
of?
Of form, for example. And how does this basis of vaccination come into play between the imputed object and its emptiness?
If we think about this using the person as an example, it would be easier. So as we have seen, the basis of definition of I or person is the aggregates. Yeah? Basis of definition. You know what is basis of definition?
They call it substratum.
We impute person. The person is imputed. Independence upon the body and mind, isn't it? The aggregates here. Right? So the collection of the aggregates is the basis of imputation, yeah? So the five aggregates are the basis of definition for a person.
Then what about the, for example, body, form aggregate?
Talking about the basis of vaccination?
Yes, basis of vaccination.
So
we call body. That's what I understand. But the imputed object is body.
Your question is what? Basic of vaccination of the body.
Forms basis of vaccination or body's basis of vaccination.
So, what is the basis of definition of our form aggregate? Then the basis of definition would have to be the collection of the limbs, yeah. It's the legs, the hands, the torso, and the head. If you remember from the Shantidevas engaging the Bodhisattvas from the previous module, there's a quite extensive discussion going into what the hand is, for example. So that's the body, but you want to see what is the basis of definition of the hand. And then the basis of definition of hand would be the palm and the fingers. And then if you want to ask, what is the finger made up of, then you have to go down to the joints and hands and so and so forth, right? So depending on what phenomena you're talking about. So So yeah, so there's quite a lot of discussion and this in the engaging in the Bodhisattva-deeds, yeah. So basically, you go down each level, from the hand, from the body, and down to the individual parts of the body, and then, when you look at the individual parts of the body, they themselves are also made up of their own parts. So going all the way down to the atomic level, we talk about particles and so forth, even those are not established inherently. Yeah. So nothing is, yeah. Yeah, so such a line of investigation would reveal that things are dependent on dependent on their parts. Yeah. The very concept of whole, whole is dependent on its parts, and parts make up a whole. Yeah. So therefore, it is the uncommon feature of the middle way consequence schools that all phenomena dependently originated, dependently arisen. There isn't a single existent that is not dependently arisen. Yeah. So, dependently arisen phenomena are necessarily not inherently existent.
This selflessness of person is not explicitly taught in this Heart Sutra. I guess it is to cater for the followers of Mind Only and Autonomy Middle Way School who may, reject this assertion of a selflessness of person here. So can I ask, where is it implicitly taught? Is it when you say Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it. Ken Rinpoche mentioned before, it refers to the form, but can this it also refer to the person being empty of inherent existence?
So, in short, the question is, where is the selflessness of person explicitly referred to in this sutra or taught? Because he's talking about form and what have you, isn't it? There doesn't seem to be any direct reference to the word person or I, isn't it? So if you look at the second paragraph where it says, Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty or inherent existence. The word also is very important. Because what it means is not only the person is empty of existing inherently, the aggregates themselves, which are the basis of designation of the person, the aggregates are also empty.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an explanation of the word also, what it means. So not only is the person empty of existing inherently, the basis of the extinction of the person that aggregates themselves are also empty of existing inherently. Okay, so finish off with the usual prayer.